Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
This is the Space Show.
This is planet Earth. You're looking at planet Earth. Bop, 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 bop. This is planet Earth. Earth.
The Environmental Defense Fund is a United States organization which, as you might guess, defends the environment. They have put up a satellite called MethaneSat. And before the satellite was launched, they issued this documentary.
You can't solve the climate crisis without reducing methane emissions.
We really didn't understand how much of the natural gas that was being drilled and delivered was being lost to the atmosphere. We are going to be focused on one thing, getting high quality data that could create much greater clarity about the nature of methane emissions.
For the first time, policymakers and the public could really understand not only the magnitude of emissions, but also where these emissions are coming from, the countries and companies most responsible, and hold them accountable.
Methane emissions.
Methane emissions.
Methane emissions.
Methane emissions.
Methane emissions.
Methane emissions. Methane emissions.
Mitigating methane emissions allows us to bring rapid progress towards addressing the climate crisis while we deal with the long-term climate crisis that we face.
We're going to do something that nobody has ever been able to do before.
There's no better vantage point to view methane emissions than from space. And this is the critical, crucial moment in climate change and fighting it that we need this data, we need this transparency.
Measuring methane to this precision, you have to design and develop a new technology that does that.
Observations of the sophistication that will be made by MethaneSat were previously only available if governments chose to pursue them. This is a fantastically capable instrument, and that has just been outside of what's possible.
3, 2.
We've never had this quality data for any greenhouse gas. Full stop. This is a revolution.
We will make a significant difference in climate change immediately.
We can change the course of global warming in our lifetime.
We know exactly what we need to do to solve the climate crisis.
When the New Zealand Space Agency was formed, they looked around for something affordable that they could do that was useful, and they hit on the idea of climate action and taking control of MethaneSat. Well, the control of MethaneSat has temporarily passed from Rocket Lab to the Colorado-based company with the international intention that it will soon be passed to the University of Auckland. This release by the New Zealand Space Agency did not explain why.
MethaneSat update, March 2025. Published, the 5th of March, 2025. Joint statement from Andrew Johnson, Deputy Head, New Zealand Space Agency, and Steve Hamburg, Project Co-Lead, MethaneSat, and Chief Scientist at Environmental Defense Fund. MethaneSat partners have successfully completed the temporary transfer of the MethaneSat Mission Operations Control Center to Blue Canyon Technologies in Colorado, USA. Blue Canyon Technologies built the satellite, and the temporary transfer will enable them to address challenges which are affecting its operation. Operational challenges are not unusual with space missions. In this case, the Blue Canyon Technologies team is best placed to manage them. Blue Canyon Technologies took over the responsibility for operating the satellite on Wednesday, the 5th of March, 2025, New Zealand time. As overall mission owners, MethaneSat LLC is committed to ensuring the Mission Operations Control Center is transferred to the University of Auckland's Te Papa Te Space Institute as always planned. It is anticipated that university staff will be on console no later than the end of June 2025. Blue Canyon Technologies takes over from Rocket Lab, which successfully developed and hosted the Mission Operations Control Center for most of the past year. In developing and managing the Mission Operations Control Center and training the University of Auckland team, Rocket Lab has strengthened New Zealand's expertise and capability in operating its own space missions. The Mission Operations Control Center at the University of Auckland will continue to be used as a training facility. While primarily a satellite that measures oil and gas emissions, New Zealand's involvement in MethaneSat has allowed researchers, including from the National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research, to be at the forefront of work to detect and measure agricultural methane emissions from space. Both the satellite's spectrometer and the mission's data platform are functioning well. They have been producing high-quality data since June 2024, which is being used by National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research researchers and scientists. Testing and improving the ability to measure agricultural methane emissions from space is an integral part of the New Zealand Science Program, and this work will continue.
Last year, a preliminary report of MethaneSat's findings was released.
Newly released images showcase MethaneSat's groundbreaking ability to produce high-precision, high-resolution quantitative data on methane emissions over wide areas from the oil and gas sector. This includes total emissions coming from smaller, dispersed sources that are largely invisible to other satellites operating today. The new images include the Appalachian, Permian and Uinta basins in the US, the Amu Darya and South Caspian basins in Turkmenistan, and the Maturin Basin in Venezuela. These early observations suggest that emissions in North America and Central Asian production basins are significantly higher than currently reported in existing inventories built on engineering estimates. They also align with a growing body of research indicating that smaller emissions dispersed across wide areas are responsible for a substantial share of total oil and gas methane emissions. Data from the satellite will help companies and countries reduce emissions faster while enabling gas importers, investors, and the public to compare emissions performance of production basins worldwide. It also offers a valuable way to track progress toward industry commitments like the Oil and Gas Decarbonization Charter established last year at COP28 in Dubai. Based on gross gas production, the loss rate, or emissions intensity, of 1.8% to 2.9% observed in the Permian Basin in these preliminary measurements is at least 9 times higher than the 2030 target loss rate of 0.2% promised under the industry's public commitments. In Utah's Uinta Basin, with its aging, leak-prone infrastructure and low-producing mix of oil and gas wells, MethaneSat observed loss rates around 9%, 10 times higher than in the more productive, gas-dominant Appalachian Basin. This groundbreaking technology empowers oil and gas producers to eliminate methane leaks and to play an important and essential role as part of the solution, said Sir Andrew Steer, President and CEO of the Bezos Earth Fund. We are proud to be an active partner in this initiative. The new snapshots provide a clear sense of the scale of the problem. Total oil and gas methane emissions observed in these images range from roughly 50 tons per hour in the Uinta to 280 tons per hour in the Permian, and up to 420 tons per hour in the South Caspian Basin. MethaneSat represents a significant advance in remote sensing technology that offers powerful insights for many kinds of stakeholders, said Dr. Ritesh Gautam, lead scientist for MethaneSat. The ability to quantify total methane emissions over wide areas with high precision and high resolution makes it an effective, complementary, and globally accessible tool to track changes in emissions in order to meet global methane mitigation goals. Emissions directly quantified by MethaneSat are significantly greater than reported based on bottom-up estimates. Subtracting non-oil and gas sources, methane emissions observed in the Permian are still 3 to 5 times greater than estimates by EPA in their 2020 gridded inventory, in line with the data from an aircraft version of MethaneSat collected in 2023, while those observed in the South Caspian are over 10 times higher than reported in the independent global 2022 EDGAR emissions database. Meanwhile, the Venezuela observation demonstrates the strengths of MethaneSat in detecting emissions in between clouds across wide regions, due to the satellite's unique combination of wide swath, high precision, and high spatial resolution measurements. This capability fills a major gap in existing regional data because large portions of the information collected by other satellites is discarded due to even modest cloud cover. The instrument will provide much richer insights as data collection continues over time and across additional geographies. Once MethaneSat data platform is providing data at full capacity in early 2025, stakeholders will be able for the first time to systematically compare performance over time, as well as by geography across all major oil and gas producing regions worldwide. MethaneSat will also work synergistically with other global mapping and point source focus satellites. This set of initial observations made by MethaneSat are consistent with independent empirical data where available from other sources. Methane is a highly potent greenhouse gas. Emissions from fossil fuel operations, agriculture, and other activities are responsible for nearly a third of today's warming.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling.